There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
And good morning, gardeners, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. 7 o'clock hour here on the East Coast. Be joining you until 10 o'clock. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. My father, Paul, will be back next week. He's off on a trip right now. I know he's ending his trip in Budapest. So he'll be back. They're coming back Friday late night. So we'll be talking to him Saturday. Considering the time difference, he might be sleeping by the time he gets back. Phone number is 855-660-4261. Daniel, let's go right into the phone lines. Who's up first this hour?
First up this hour, we've got Tim from Massachusetts with a question about the butterfly bush.
Tim, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Is it possible to take cuttings from the bud layer and root them?
Anything's possible. It's really just a trial and error type on there. With something along those lines, you want to make sure you're getting a couple leaf junctions on there, and just cutting it, you know, about an inch or so below a leaf junction. So when you stick it into some sort of soil, there is something there. One of the things you can use to help with it is a rooting hormone. There's a bunch of different ones out there. Bonite has a rooting powder that you just, you'll actually put the stem into it. You want to get it a little wet first so that it can attract the powder. Stick it right into the powder, and you can actually put it into the soil. Like I said, it is a trial and error. It doesn't always work, and that's true with a lot of different plants. So if you see an area that you can take a little bit and you're not going to, you know, miss it, maybe take a couple cuttings from it, not just one. You know, give yourself a better chance of growing a few. But you could definitely try it, but it's going to help with using rooting powder. You don't want to put any fertilizer or anything like that at first into the soil, because it's starting to really develop its root system if it's going to with that rooting powder, and it's going to give it everything it needs. What you'll notice is in a few days, you'll be able to tell just by tugging on the cutting just a little bit if it's actually starting to root. But at that point, you know, you want to start it in a small pot, maybe like a peat pot with a light starter soil, like a seedling starter. So it's not like a heavy soil. It's a lighter soil that will hold the moisture and help develop the roots. But you could definitely try that, Tim.
All right. Thank you very much. Have a good day.
Thanks, you too, and thank you for the phone call. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And Tim reminded me a little bit. It's, you know, with gardening, it really is about trial and error. You know, it's one of the things. If it doesn't work, you can try something else. Try a little bit here. Try a little bit there. You know, if certain plants don't work, try something different. You know, a lot of the growing seasons, you have some time, especially with, you know, something with a cutting. You know, if you find a neighbor has this really giant butterfly bush, you want to take some cuttings, try it. It's not going to hurt. You know, a bottle of rooting powder is only going to cost you about $4 or $5. The soil is going to be inexpensive, and you might have something, you know, from the spring when you started tomatoes or vegetables in the house. So that might help you. But it, you know, it really is about trial and error. And if you don't like it, you can always dig something up and move it. You know, different times of the year to do that. But, you know, there's all different things. Sometimes plants are going to get too big. Sometimes you can trim them back or you can cut them in half with it when it comes to perennials. You know, a lot of people, you know, they put in hostas. They look at it, you know, oh, my God, that thing is just so huge. What can I do? You can cut it in about 8 pieces and split it up. And you know what? You're going to have all these different plants all over. Hostas is one of the great examples of something that you can actually split and cut in multiple sizes and get different plants all over the yard. So when you buy one hosta, you're really buying about a dozen for later on. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Marie from Mass. She's got a question about some fungus she's having a problem with.
Marie, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Hi. I think I have a fungus on my iris leaves. I'm getting like brownish spots on them, and the leaves are also dying back. Now, I'm thinking that part of that might be just the time of year that the leaves are dying back, but I do have those big spots, and I have a section of iris that the leaves started turning brown very early. And I was trying to do some research on it, and I'm wondering if the same virus could have attacked one of my zucchini plants. I did spray the irises with Serenade, but when I went to the nursery, they said that that's not really strong enough. So I'm wondering what else I can do.
Well, Marie, Serenade is an organic product, so it actually, it could be something where you just needed to do it more often. You know, organic products, they don't pack as much punch as a synthetic. But the thing about it is if you're using a fungus control on your irises, then you want to go ahead and use it on your zucchinis. You know, that's why something like Serenade or a copper fungicide might be nice to use, because it is organic. If you want to use separate, you know, maybe use the organic for the zucchinis, and then maybe use something along the lines of Infuse or Funganil. Infuse is a hose end version, so you can attach it to the hose and spray the whole plant, spray the area, whereas Funganil is a trigger sprayer, so you just, you know, spray it with your hand, go all over the plant. One of the things I would suggest with the iris is if you have leaves that are really infected, cut them out back to the where the stem is, you know, a little bit above, and get rid of those leaves, because you don't want it to affect the plant long term and go into the go back into the ground for winter and then come back for next year.
Should I get rid of the whole clump?
I wouldn't get rid of the whole clump unless the whole, you know, are all the leaves affected like really bad?
Kind of, yeah, in this one area they are.
Okay, so, you know, I would suggest definitely spraying it with a fungus control. Like I said, the Funganil or the Infuse, those two are great little products to put there. If you want to spray it yourself in like a pump sprayer, you can use a product Mancozeb. All three of those products are from Bonide. Those are great little products that you can spray on there. But when it comes to the zucchini, if it's got some of the spots, it might not necessarily be from that. It could just be from, you know, water or the rain that we've had a little bit of rain during these few days of heat wave right now, and when it's happening, it's closer to the end of the day because that's when the thunderstorms are happening. So maybe sitting on the leaves and going into the next day. So that could be something. But on something like that, I would use the Serenade or the copper fungicide on the veggies. Just follow the label too, because a lot of them will say, you know, you can spray up until 2 days before harvest, 3 days before harvest, or day of harvest. Mm-hmm. So just make sure with that. But with the iris, if you can get rid of some of the more affected leaves, maybe the ones that are all brown, get rid of those. And then after you've gotten rid of those, spray it with the Funganil or the whichever product you use for the fungus. And you want to definitely spray the area, not just if the iris in one area is infected, you know, go around the area, give it, you know, a couple feet outside of it for the other plants that are on there, just in case. And with the, you know, with the synthetic chemical, it's going to last anywhere between 2 and 4 weeks. Some products, you know, vary depending upon the one you use. So you're going to probably have to do it again. And another suggestion you can do for next year is, if this is happening, you kind of realize, all right, this is happening early, get a little proactive and use that same product early to help, you know, it not happen again, to prevent it. So say, you know, you notice that it happens, I'm just throwing a number out, June 16th. Say you always notice it's around there. Maybe a couple weeks prior, you start spraying the area for the fungus. Okay. That way you're preventing it and allowing your iris to really grow and get the enjoyment out of them. It's not a bad thing to do on a lot of different plants. We suggest it a lot in lawns. With lawns, it's a preventative. That's the, you know, it's, you want to make sure it's IPM, it's integrated pest management, and that can be used for fungus or insects. And it's really just the process that you're going through to make it so you can help prevent it or get rid of it.
Okay, and so is the Infuse a good product? Also,
It's a great product. I love using it. Infuse just comes in the hose end, whereas Funganil comes in the ready-to-use spray.
I see. Okay, great. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Marie, for the phone call. The phone number here is 855-660-4261.
Could an app be the answer to a better garden? Absolutely. It's the new free app, Homegrown with Bonnie Plants. Note, track, and photograph your garden's progress. Personalize your weather and reminders. Get variety info, grow guides, hands-free dictation, and more. The Homegrown with Bonnie Plants app, the sharpest tool in your garden. Download it free on the App Store.
We spend a lot of time and money on our gardens. We have great intentions, and sometimes our expectations are not met. Our plants need to be fed regularly to grow and develop properly. If you're using a liquid plant food that must be reapplied every 2 weeks, will you remember to do it? No. That's why I use Dynamite, continuous feeding fertilizer that lasts for 9 months. Every time you water, the plant gets fed. Use Dynamite like the professional growers do. Dynamite.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. Even very smart, very accomplished people. It's part of being human. A quote taken out of context, a legal problem, an unfortunate photograph. Once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash because people love to dig up dirt, even when it's not real dirt. Put it to rest. Call for a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. Businesses, public figures, and professionals turn to Reputation.com for good reason. We protect your online image by helping make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Learn more about what the experts at Reputation.com can do for you. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. This is Patrick, Paul's youngest son. I'll be joining you until 10 o'clock. My father will be back next week. He's off on a trip on the Danube River with a few listeners over there. He's ending his trip on Friday in Budapest. Then he'll be back next week for you. In the meantime, give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We were talking before the break with Marie about fungus, and it got me thinking about integrated pest management and how, you know, keeping a journal of what's going on year to year, and you can actually help prevent some of these things that are happening from year to year if they happen. So, you know, just a little bit, you know, get a garden journal, something along those lines, and just write these things down when they're happening. That actually can help you for future years. Again, the phone number here, 855-660-4261. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Elizabeth from Massachusetts. She's got a question about spraying her plants.
Elizabeth, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Yes, I sprayed my tomato plants with Monterey systemic HERO spray, and somebody tomatoes are going to be okay to eat after that. Somebody told me not to do it.
Now, with the Agrifos, what it's doing is it's systemic to help it. You know, depending upon when you sprayed it, or it's usually a systemic, so it goes into the soil. Is that how you used it, or did you use it as a foliar spray?
Yeah, all over, yes.
All over?
All over the tomato plant.
Okay, and on the back of the bottle, it will actually tell you if it's okay to, when it's okay to spray prior to harvest. When was the last time that you sprayed it?
Oh, it was on the 25th of July.
So we're, 8 days ago. About, so,
oh, yeah.
You know, it
yeah.
is...
It but the is trees are a, not ready anyway.
So you should be fine. It's something what I would do is just take a look at the back of the bottle. On the next break, I'll grab a bottle from here and just double check as well, because I don't know the exact and I don't want to say, yeah, everything's perfect. But it should be okay. It is something that helps with the blight. It helps with a bunch of different with different products, different issues that the tomatoes may have. So it is a product that you could use on there.
I see. But
it wouldn't be...
It would be good for the soil? too?
Well, you can actually, depending upon how you want to do it, there is a way to do a soil drench to spray the soil and spray in the foliage. It does describe all the details of how you want to do it in the back of the product itself, where it tells you how much to use.
I saw that.
To water. It'll tell you there is a way you can use it as a foliar or a drench. So there are two different ways. The drench will translocate through the plant and take a little bit longer, where the foliage will actually go right into it. But on the next break, which is coming up in a couple minutes, I'll double check the label and I'll let you know on the other side of the break to see what I have from the label itself.
Yeah, it doesn't say. It just said it's okay to spray the tomato plant.
Well, if they're saying on there that it's okay to spray on there, I mean, they are, you know, they do the research. They are the ones that'll use it prior. There's years of research going on before it, before they actually hit the market. And so they're not going to put something on there that says, you know, it's okay to spray on a tomato.
Yeah.
If you're going to eat something along those lines, I mean,
yeah.
That would be just, that would be a little bit too much.
Yeah.
But as you said, the plants aren't, you know, the tomatoes aren't ripe or ready. So, you know, you might have some time. You might have another week or so. So we're talking a couple weeks before the tomatoes are ready. So a lot of times with anything synthetic, it goes through the plant within about 2 to 3 weeks.
Yeah.
So it might not be a bad thing. It might be actually all right. But like I said, I'll double check. My father has a couple catalogs here that he's given me, and I know Monterey's one of them, and I'll double check the Agrifos.
But
it should be all right. It should be all right for you.
I was worried about eating them after somebody told me not to use it.
Well, like I said, I'll double check and make sure. So listen on to the show for the next about 15 minutes, and I'll get something out to you so we get a better answer.
Very good. Thank you.
Thank you, Elizabeth. The phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And take a look at an Agrifos bottle in between the break and see what I can get. But if the product is staying on there that it can be sprayed on something that is edible, I mean, they've done a lot of research and they should know what they're talking about. Monterey is a great company. They do a lot of research before they do this, so it is a good product.
If downy mildew is a problem in your garden, especially on your impatiens, Monterey Agrifos is the answer. This fungicide is designed to control downy mildew, unlike most other fungicides. Monterey Agrifos is a liquid that's mixed with water and used as a spray. Now you can continue to grow beautiful bedding plants without this unsightly disease. Agrifos also controls many root rot diseases in your ornamental shrubs and trees, too. Ask about Agrifos at your local nursery. Products that work from Monterey Lawn and Garden.
Are you looking for one product that will control your insect problems around the house, on your lawn, in the flower beds, or the vegetable garden? Well, Bonite has the answer. Bonite 8 Insect Control will control most common home, lawn, and garden insect problems. 8 is effective against more than 100 insects that destroy trees, shrubs, lawns, flowers, and vegetables. It can even be used indoors on houseplants. 8 will kill on contact, repel insects for up to 30 days. 8 is available in a dust, a concentrate, and a convenient ready-to-use spray.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
In anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Before the break, we were talking with Elizabeth about Agrifos, and she sprayed it on her tomatoes. Just check the label, even went online just so I'd have it in front of me as well. It can be sprayed on tomatoes without a problem. It's basically 2 teaspoons to 2 fluid ounces, depending upon how bad the product, the disease is or has been. That's all per gallon of water. The application program reads as follows. First application at transplant or when direct seeded crops are at 2 to 4 true leaf. Then at 1 to 2 week intervals as required to control disease. In high disease situation, use the higher rates and shorter spray intervals. So it is something you can use and you can eat. I like to wait, maybe 7 to 10 days prior to... harvest, maybe a little bit more, the more the better. It is something that can be used as a preventative. If you don't have it on your plants at this time, maybe it's helping with that preventative for you. And if you notice that, the tomatoes are starting to get there and they're maybe starting to turn to that orangey color for you, maybe that's not the time to be spraying. Maybe hold off, allow them to grow and actually turn that red for you. It's really up to you on how you want to do it. They have so many different vegetables actually on that label that I don't see an issue with actually spraying your plants and using them. I mean, they have it on, they actually have leafy vegetables, lettuce, parsley, spinach, Swiss chard, those types of things. I mean, those are things that grow very quickly and are leafy and, you know, absorb quicker. So, you know, if they're saying use it on there, I don't see a problem using it on the tomatoes. Just doing something to help it out. And the phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're having a few technical difficulties, Daniel. Can you hear me out there? All right, I'm working in my office today, so might be a little bit misconnection there, but that's all right. We're back. The phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Not sure if you know, got through there, but Elizabeth, the Agrifos, you should be fine without a problem looking at the back of the product. It's recommended on a bunch of different vegetables, so you should be all right. Daniel, we got anybody on the line?
Yeah, we do.
All right, who's up next?
We got Peter from Massachusetts. He's got a question about his pepper plant.
Peter, welcome to the Garden Club.
Yes, good morning. I'm interested in pruning peppers for more yield. Is that something you do only when they're young and in the greenhouse, or can it still be done now later in the season?
I'm sorry, Peter. I've been having some issues here with the with my computer here. What's the question about your peppers again?
To prune them for greater yield, is that something you only do when they're very young, or can it be done now that they're in the garden and they're not yielding much? I'd like to try pruning them.
You can prune them. It's not always recommended at this time. Peter, I'm sorry about that. Like I said, I've been having a lot of different issues with the computer here, so bear with me. I do apologize, but it is something that you can prune them back, but you could see some, you know, it could actually push them to produce later into the season, so you're going to get closer to the frost. One of the things you can do is when the flowers are actually showing, you can use the tomato and blossom set. I know it says tomato on it, but it's for other vegetables as well. That can help you actually produce a stronger yield and quicker. So that might be something to help you. But usually the cutting back is done early in the season, so you can get some of that height and grow there. But if you're starting to see flowers popping, it might not be a good idea to prune it back at that time. And, Peter, we thank you for the phone call. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Sorry about the few technical difficulties we've been having here. Trying not to move, stay still so nothing gets affected. It's like a cell phone signal. Can you hear me now? You know, I'll try and stay in the same area and see what happens. But the phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Daniel, we got anybody on the line? All right, that gives me more time to speak. That's what I love to do and talk to you guys, see what we can do. A little earlier, I was thinking about a couple things that we can talk about, and right about this time is actually rose time. You know, you're getting a lot of rose blooms, but you might be seeing some of that black spot, depending upon what rose you're using. I know the knockout roses, they don't usually get diseases. They're disease resistant, so they're a good little product. But any of the, you know, David Austin roses, any of the Florabundas, that type of thing, you know, you might see a little bit of the black spot or something along those lines. So there's a product out there from Bonide. There's a couple different things you can use, and we're going to get some more details in the 9 o'clock hour from Art from Bonide. They have a couple products. Now, the first one is a Rose RX. It's a 3-in-1. It's based from neem oil. Neem can be used as a fungicide, an insecticide, and miticide, so it's 3-in-1. You're getting three great qualities. Good thing about that, organic. Bad thing about that, if you want to consider it a bad thing, is you just have to spray it a little more often, every 10 to 14 days. Not really a bad thing, but some people might, you know, just want to be done. Spray it and be done with it. So if that's what you're looking to do, you can use a product called Rose Shield from Bonide. Great product to spray on there. It helps kill insects, works with disease. It does a couple different things. So, you know, it's not just one and done. You know, you're not just focusing on the insects. You're focusing on the disease and the insects. So there are some insects that will affect the roses as well. Another thing that you could have done earlier, or might be a good time to do now because it'll take you 6 weeks, it'll take 6 weeks in the soil and hold in there, is the Rose RX Systemic Drench. That is something where you actually just drench the soil with. You don't spray over the plant, you go into the soil. And so what that does, goes into the root system and actually translocates through the plant. And it goes from the inside and gets the plant stronger from the inside. Whereas if you use like a spray, it goes on the outside and then absorbs to the inside. So you're doing, you know, you could do either one. Go from the inside and get stronger that way and help the immune system, or go from the outside. I like to use the systemic drench just because, you know, 6 weeks, I can kind of set it right now, and I'm pretty much done for the rest of the year. So, you know, it's August 2nd right now. 6 weeks from now, we're talking the middle of September-ish. You might not have to do it again, depending upon if we get an Indian summer, you know, that type of season, but you should be pretty good. Or if you want to use, you know, the Rose RX 3-in-1. You know, 7 to 10 days, make sure that disease is being taken care of. Make sure those insects are being taken care of. Taking a look at them and saying, all right, you know, I see that this is happening. It's taken a week and now it's gone. Or I need to do a little bit more. You know, somebody who wants to focus on it and see it actually go away. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Give us a phone call. We'll try and answer all of your questions to the best of my ability. If I don't know the question, I'm going to do everything I can to get it to you. I'll make sure my father might have it the next week, see what he can do there, and answer those questions. But he'll be back next week. He's off on a trip in the Danube. He'll be back on Friday of this week, so he'll be joining you next Sunday. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Another thing I want to talk about a little bit in the gardens this year. So I've been noticing there's a ton of ants everywhere. I got home the other day and it was all over. I mean, I hadn't seen ants that crazy in a long time. A couple of products out there you can use. You can use either a granular if you can find where the ants are actually going and living. Their kingdom, if you will. Their little ant hills. Or if you want to just spray the areas that are affected. You can use the granular. Like I said, there's an ant killer that you can use. And then there's a spray. There's a carpenter and ant control, carpenter ant and regular ant control. You can spray all over areas. I used it the other day, sprayed it all over my timbers that had them. I haven't seen them there since. They've relocated in other areas, so I'm going to go to those places maybe this afternoon. Phone number here, 855-660-4261. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Cynthia from Maine. She's got a question about her hydrangeas.
Cynthia, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Hydrangeas, and there's no blossoms whatsoever. And I looked at the
All right,
stems,
Cynthia.
And they have a brown... like brown lines and spots on the stems.
Okay, you said there's no flowers at all, and you're starting to see some brown sticks in there?
Yeah. Brownish coloration on the stems.
On the stems? Like that's actually fair. Okay. If it's brown, like the stem itself, or is it like little spots?
Like little spots.
Okay, well, you might have some sort of scale on there, but they do, on a lot of them, the stems will actually try to become a woody structure, which is actually good for the plant. I've seen, you know, little, like, black spots on there, and everything would be fine. As far as the flowers, did you prune them back last year or early this spring?
One was pruned and two were not, and none of them have flowers.
Okay. Well, the one that was pruned, it might have something to do with you could have cut back the blossoms for this year. The other two is kind of hard to, you know, just say this is exactly what it is. But it could be it needs a little fertilizer, a little nutrients, or it needs to have, you know, another year to get through there. What I would suggest doing is using a 10-10-10 fertilizer on those three plants. What you want to do is, at the drip edge of the plant, which is the far side of where the plants are, actually fertilizing those, making three or four holes on the outside and actually putting the fertilizer into those areas and then watering it in. That might help it. The other thing that
is,
you know, could
use an acidifier fertilizer earlier.
Okay. Okay, the soil acidifier will actually just help with the pH. It won't help as a fertilizer or a nutrient. So that's something you definitely want to try and help right now. The acidifier will help with the color of the hydrangea. Cynthia, we're going to break, so hang tight. I'll give you a little bit more information on the other side of the break. The phone number here is 855-660-4261.
Are you an organic gardener? Folly does the fast, working, and effective all-organic insect control available from Bonide Products. Bonide Captain Jack Dead Bug Brew is the answer for all your gardening insect problems. Captain Jack works two ways, on contact and through feeding, and it will ensure your insect problems are over. That's Captain Jack to control all types of insects, including caterpillars, beetles, spider mites, borers, and more. Use it on vegetables, flowers, berries, trees, and shrubs. Captain Jack, all-organic insect control. It's easy to use. That's Bonide Captain Jack.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you used. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Now a twice as nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price $89.95. But now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of Ionic Silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
And welcome back to the Paul Perrin Garden Club. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Doing a little double duty here. Just ran out into the store and helped a couple, helped a customer with a question he had. So trying to do that real quick at the same time. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Before the break, we were talking with Cynthia about her hydrangea. A couple things with hydrangeas. You know, using a 10-10-10 fertilizer is going to help it. Using it in like a six-week interval, it'll actually tell you on the back on what to do with that. The soil acidifier is great for it if you're trying to get the different colors in the blossoms. But I wouldn't use it as just as strictly as a fertilizer. So that's something to take a look at. But between the two, you'd actually use those, and that could help it. With the blossoms, it could have something to do with the pruning that was done this year on one of them. The other two could be just this year. They had a little bit of damage from the winter, and so that's why they're not actually flowering. You might not have done some pruning, but nature might have actually beat you to it. So that could be something that's happening. A lot of problems over the winter from winter damage from snow and ice, so that could have something to do with it. So there's a couple different things that you could do. Phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Daniel, we got anybody on the line?
Yes, we do.
All right, who's up next?
So we've got Beth from New Hampshire. She's got a question about some moles or voles that she's got a problem with.
All right, Beth, welcome to the Paul Perrin Garden Club. How can we help you?
Hi, good morning. Yes, I have a major problem. I've been using some products to get rid of moles and voles. I've got holes all over my flower beds and vegetable garden. I've got strips going across my lawn. I've used a couple different products, and both repellent as well as a little bit of poison. But they just seem to be getting worse. What can I do? Do I need to hire a professional to do it?
Not necessarily. So there are a couple things. You said you had trails going on in the different areas that could have something to do with it. That could actually be helpful for you. What I would suggest doing is, so you can figure out where the mole or vole is find the entrance and exit, if you will, of the tunnels. And what I want you to do is find all of them the best you can and cover them up. Cover all those so you can actually see where the mole or vole is actually active. So they use all these tunnels, but they keep going. They don't just stay in the same tunnels. So if you can find where they're active, by doing that, what you do it at night, because overnight and into the morning they'll be doing some work and they'll actually go out of that.
Do they out of those holes?
Well, what'll happen is they'll come out of one of those holes.
Okay, because
during the night.
Seen them.
Well, you're not going to see them specifically. They are small, and they do try to work at night or get out of the way, so they're not being seen. They do hide. They can smell better. Like the vole itself has a longer nose, so that the mole has a longer nose, so that helps with them. But what you want to do is get those areas, figure out where they're actually living, and then that's when you want to use the repellent. You want to push them away from where you are. So use the repellent on the opposite side of where you want them to go. So say you want to push them to the left side, you're going to put it on the right side of the hole, sprinkle that area, the granules all around the area that you're trying to push them out. So what's going to happen is it's going to push them to where you want them. If you put it on the opposite side, they're going to go towards your garden.
Yep.
So you want to make sure you're looking at it in the right way.
I've done that. So, I've actually been doing it for 2 years. I started around my house and then 10 feet and then moved 10 feet out a little while later, and they seem to be coming back.
Well, one of the things from the winter that we have to deal with as well is the fact that the amount of ground cover of the snow, it actually, you're now having more of those small little moles and voles because they had more time to reproduce. So you're going to have to hit it maybe a little bit stronger. If we do get a rainstorm or something along those lines, you water in those areas, sometimes that'll wash it away. You could use a ready-to-spray one where it's a liquid where you just attach to the hose. That might be something to use instead of the granular.
Okay.
They even have like sonic spikes where you put into those areas that scare them away. Those are all by Bonide. You can use those. Those might help you.
They really work?
I've actually seen some of them work. The vibration will scare them away.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much.
We thank you for the phone call, Beth. Phone number 855-660-4261.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.